From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Buffalo News reports that the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo is mailing out postcards praising Cuomo's work on saltwater reefs and also sending out property tax refunds much earlier than usual. Both come just before Cuomo faces a primary election against actor Cynthia Nixon. The State Department of Environmental Conservation mailer praises Cuomo for taking, and I quote, unprecedented action, end quote, to expand artificial reefs off Long Island. E.J. McCann, research director of the Empire Center for Public Policy, said, and I quote, I think it's an abuse and it's highly questionable. It takes a lot to make the legislature look good, but I think he's exceeded it by doing this so close to an election. It's so boldly self-promotional, end quote. While the property tax refunds are supposed to be sent out by October, so far 350,000 checks have already been mailed to New Yorkers. Tax Department spokesman Carrie Zitter said the checks are early not because of an election, but because the agency has, and I quote, improved computer systems and business processes, end quote. The Buffalo News has both stories on its website. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that a political attack ad against Democrat Antonio Delgado uses an excerpt from an article about the 19th congressional district candidate that is, and I quote, completely out of context, end quote, according to the founders of Chronogram magazine. The Congressional Leadership Fund, a group that backs U.S. House Republicans, made the advertisement that lifts three words from the July 20th, 2018 Chronogram article, New York 19 Rap Narratives Painfully Free of Substance. Brian K. Mahoney, editorial director of Chronogram Parent Luminary Media, said in a statement, and I quote, Chronogram condemns this super PAC attack on Delgado that takes our coverage completely out of context, end quote. The ad attacks Delgado for profane and sexist language on a 2006 hip-hop album he released and says that Chronogram called the album, and I quote, fraught with profanity, end quote. But the article used that phrase in reference to the way a now-deleted anonymous Twitter account described Delgado's rap album. The full quote from the article reads, and I quote, the songs in his album, Painfully Free, the account revealed, are fraught with profanity, anti-capitalist sentiments, and contentious critiques of race relations in America, as well as some misogynistic language, end quote. So Chronogram did not write that Delgado's 12-year-old album was fraught with profanity, but some anonymous Twitter user did. Mahoney said, and I quote, Chronogram encourages voters to look beyond political attack ads paid for by outside groups and focus on learning about where the candidates stand on the issues, end quote. Delgado, who lives in Rhinebeck, is running against freshman Congressperson John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, in the November 6th election in New York's 19th Congressional District, which includes Ulster, Greene, Columbia, Delaware counties, most of Dutchess counties, and some or all of six other counties. Since Delgado won the June 26 Democratic primary, Faso and the National Republican Group have spent most of the time talking about Delgado on his rap past rather than his current political positions. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times-Union that one jet's flights back and forth from Albany and Buffalo that began in February have stopped for now due to financial difficulties. OneJet brought back the first public flights between Albany and Buffalo in a decade. Earlier in the summer, the carrier ended its flights from Albany to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported earlier this week the Internal Revenue Service recently filed a lien for $621,556 in excess taxes from the airline. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Albany County Department of Public Works announced August 29th that construction begins at the intersection of Dutch Settlement Road and County Route 9 in West Bern on September 4th. The intersection in the southern Albany County town will be closed starting September 10th with a 16-mile-long detour along Ricard Hill Road, State Route 30, and State Route 443 handling traffic. The construction and detour is expected to last through Thanksgiving. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxc.org.